Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got a very special mom on the phone. This is Melanie. Melanie, I'm so glad you called.
Hi.
I can't believe you're nervous. Why are you nervous?
It's just been a very emotional time.
That's cool. That's all cool. Listen, so your life is 5, 6, 7, 8. How many times have you seen Tylee do 5, 6, 7, 8?
Since he was walking.
Wow. Your son is one of the dancers on the Sweetener World Tour with Ariana Grande. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about the journey of him auditioning, how that happened, and what he did when he found out that he was going on tour with Ariana Grande.
The journey has not been easy. It was hard for him along the way at times, but it was dance is something that he's loved, and he wasn't going to stop until he succeeded in each one of his goals. And I'm so happy that one of them has been reached. I don't know, the audition process is very hard. There are lots of tears, lots of rejection, but you just have to pick yourself back up, and that's what he did every time. And when he found out, I was the first person he called, and we both cried a lot.
That is amazing. So, you know, you're much more than a dancer when you're with Ariana Grande. You're her squad.
Yeah, it's been, because he's just turned 21, he's still young, and I'm very thankful that it is like a family. Mm-hmm. And that makes me feel better, because he's going to be experiencing the world, and I'm glad that it's going to be with people that treat each other like family, because that makes everything a lot better.
You talk about having to deal with getting turned downs or rejection with auditioning. How has he learned to deal with that? Because it's not easy, especially for kids. And I know he's 21, but he's still young, and growing up, you probably deal with a lot of that. You didn't get the part you wanted, or you didn't get the role, or you didn't get the dance deal. How did he learn to cope with that, and how did you help him?
You do definitely get a lot of lows. Mm-hmm. He dealt with rejection in a way that I could never, and I've told him this, that you are definitely a stronger person than I am, because to be told no so many times for something that you love and you feel that you gave it every ounce of yourself, that's not easy. But he somehow was able to, after the low point, reaching back in and just saying, this is what I love and this is what I want to do, and it's only going to make me stronger. So he used it as fuel instead of breaking him down. And it's not something that I couldn't handle what he was doing.
Right. Because it's hard.
It's hard, and especially it's hard knowing that you love something so much, and it could be, you could give it your all, and you could put 100%, and it could be something as little as, you don't look the part, we're sorry, you're really good, but you just don't fit the role.
Right.
And that would crush me, and it, you know, I'm not going to say it was easy, because it wasn't, and it wasn't easy growing up being a boy loving dance. That wasn't easy either.
Of course not. Melanie is the son of Tylee, who is one of the dancers on the Sweetener World Tour. And though, like, having seen her tour, and she, her dancers play such a huge role in her world of touring and her life. If they ever end up at Tiffany's, tell him to stay close to her, because that Seven Ring song, I mean, he might end up with a ring, and you need to make sure he's there for that.
Well, he's, you know what,
yes?
I'm still processing.
Right. I am too. I can't stand it. So what did you do? Listen, Melanie, because there's a lot of dance moms out there. What you got to tell us, like, what were your secrets? How did he rise above?
Oh, yeah. What's the shortcut?
Yeah. Because we can't. What's that girl's name that paid the colleges off, that one actress?
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah, no one can do that.
No one's got that money.
So how do you?
Taking Dance in Buffalo and all the studios and all the times and all the having to sit
it
through
was so
I mean,
much
enjoy
money.
Recitals.
Do you know how much those dance recital costumes cost?
Hey, Tylee. Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Tylee.
Yeah. Tell me how that happens from your perspective.
Well, I'm sorry, say that again?
Tell me how you got him into the world of dance, and how did you get him to the top of the game? Because dancing for Ariana is the top of the game for touring.
He got himself into it. I just supported him, and I knew from since he was younger that this is what he loved to do. When he was probably four, I couldn't find my Prince Purple Rain CD, and he had it.
Oh, my gosh.
Bless that boy.
He was loving Usher and just watching Usher, and I had to get him the electric guitar from Purple Rain because he just, it's been in his soul, and it's just who he is. So
I love that.
He found that, you know, like, I tried to support as much as I could, but I can't take the credit for his passion. Like, that's who he is. So he went to Dance Spectrum for a short time, probably 2 years, when he was fourth, fifth grade maybe, and then he transferred over to Future Dance, which is located in Hamburg.
Amazing.
And he was there right up until he left for L.A.
Mm-hmm. And that's where you got to go if you want these kind of tours.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to talk to him? Is he allowed to talk, or do they have
him? You know what? I haven't talked to him today. Okay. I know that he's probably still sleeping and that he's been very busy and he's still processing too. I will definitely give him, when he gets up this morning, I will speak to him, and hopefully he does have time to share from his perspective, because
what,
it's
so did he dance? Was he one of the dancers for the Albany show? Was he at the opening night?
Yes.
Okay, so he's been part of this tour from day one.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
When he takes the stage Friday night, how do we know him? Are there a lot of dudes on stage as Ariana dancers, or is he one of the few? I don't know what the mix is.
I believe that there are six. He has well, you'll definitely know it's him because he does some partnering with her.
Which songs?
I'm not positive. I've just seen different things on Instagram, different posts. And my daughter and I, because he has a sister named Ariana.
Are you kidding me?
I was driving her to school, and we were both listening in the car, and I'm like, oh my God, should I call? They're talking about Ty.
How weird is that? You're listening to Kiss 98.5, and you're like, they're talking about us right now. We need to talk. I need to call in. I need to give them the scoop.
Yeah, so I will, you know, I think that hearing from his perspective just...
This is amazing.
And the passion that he has for it. I don't know how his hair is going to be for the show, because he did have it down for the Albany show, but he normally has it in braids just because it's easier for dancing.
Okay, how long is his hair? Is it long?
It's chin length, probably, and it's dark with dark curly hair.
If he were to wear a Kiss 98.5 shirt, then we'd be able to spot him. So just
I was thinking a tattoo.
Okay.
There's time. We could get him inked up, and I mean, he probably should be inked, and we could start with Kiss 98.5 on his arm.
Yeah, it's good looking logo.
Radio.com right. station. Thank I mean, you. Would he be willing to?
That would be something you would have to speak to him about.
Listen, Melanie,
you're still the mom.
Yeah, you are the mom. You can put your dance foot down, Melanie, and be like, listen, Ty, you got to do this for me.
That's funny.
I want to give you one piece of advice, because I've seen so many Ariana performances. And since he's dancing with her, always tell him to keep one eye, whatever peripheral vision, keep an eye on Ariana. Because sometimes, you know, the boots she wears and the shoes she wears, sometimes it's slippery. He should always be there to catch her.
I will definitely give him that piece of advice.
Yeah, because then you create this level of trust where she'll always want him on stage with her in case she slips and falls or whatever. Yeah. And I'm knocking on wood. I don't want her to slip. But she's rocking the over-the-knee white boots again, and those have 4-inch heels, and I don't know how she does it, but she does.
Yeah, that's crazy to me that they can perform like that.
When does he get in Buffalo? Because could he hold an Ariana Grande dance clinic for our listeners, like at Niagara Square? Is that possible?
I would definitely have to speak to him because I don't know their rehearsal schedules or fittings. You know, I don't know any of that. So, like I said, if I can get in touch with him and let him speak to you, then that would
amazing.
I'm so happy for you, Melanie. We know the dance community, the dance studio community in Western New York very well, and it's a very dedicated, passionate group of people. Hey, Tylee!
Go
get it! I'm so happy for you and for your son to be touring with Ariana Grande. Again, that's kind of top of the game.
He needs to buy a Gucci backpack if he makes a lot of money off of this tour. I feel like I follow so many dancers on Instagram, and they all walk into like the studios and they've got this like Gucci backpack thrown over their shoulder, and it looks so cool.
Well, it's been really crazy because there's been times when he didn't know how he was going to pay rent and he'd get his next meal, and now this is, you know, this is where he is.
It's amazing. So what does he do? Does he put his apartment up for sublet when he goes on tour, or how does it work?
That's what he was trying to do, but with this being his first experience and it happening so quickly, that's kind of still up in the air. But, you know, when you get an opportunity like this,
Nothing holds you back. You just go. That is amazing, and we are so proud of you, Melanie. Congratulations on having a son that is dancing on stage with Ariana Grande Friday night Sweetener World Tour. And we will make sure, as soon as we talk to him, to find out exactly, because we want to make sure he feels the Buffalo love on stage on Friday night.
Okay.
That's awesome. You did great on the radio. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I thought I was going to cry most of the time. I think I've cried every day since I got the phone call.
Hashtag blessed. And you know what?
Proud mama.
We didn't get to talk to your daughter, Ariana Grande, but I can't wait to talk to her someday, too.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.